You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, I hope you're enjoying this as we're in the real Holy Week, Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread. These are the true biblical holy days, or part of them. Anyway, let's continue on with God's holy days versus pagan holidays. See, God warned Israel not to worship him with heathen holidays, like the church worships him today, and violates that command not to do it. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 29, in one place, multiple places where he condemns Israel for it. It says, when the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. So he tells him, he says, you know, there's a bunch of pagans out there, and I'm going to destroy them in front of your eyes, before your eyes. And when I give you their lands, you make sure that you don't look around and say, well, how did they worship their gods? Maybe we should worship our God in the same way. And he calls it an abomination. It's detestable to him. He hates it. And he allowed the pagans to be killed because they did it. What were they doing? Winter solstice festivals, Sunday worship, Astarte, what we call today Valentine's Day. I call it VD because it'll get you to spiritual clap. It's the festival of Lupercana. These are all orgies and pagan sexual festivals that God hates. And oh, they're fun. Oh, they look like you would have a great time. Oh, a wonderful time. Just join in. And whatever you do, just make sure that you tell all the children that you're doing it for Jesus. He tells them, he says, I hate these things. They even go to the extreme of murdering their own children. Boy, that's going on today. And we call it abortion. In fact, we don't even call them children. We call them fetuses. Something subhuman. Not even a life. A choice. Yeah, ladies, you got a choice. Keep your legs together, and men, you keep your pants on. That's your choice. Once you have created a baby, that is God's child, and you can't go murdering his children. You will not get away with it. It is a sin. It is evil. Don't do it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.